Victory, Mafia, and You, originally a tweet fic by Opalsong and UNF, and now chapter 2, comment fic and not pot fic by UNF. Alright, so there's two chapters I want to read, which are comments. Let's start with Femslash. This is answering to the comment by BeastandD/Dragon. Maida is some kind of Black Widow-esque part of Yuri's team, who's still siding as Yuri's big sis, of course, that keeps meeting another, Mafia, Sarah, on jobs or something, and they keep high-key flirting and trying to finish their objectives, and it turns into some very weird competitions that always end with them like getting gelato or something after jobs. By the way, I love this! And I'm like, Femslash, hell yes! Thank you! Woo! Content note, the online descriptions ahead. How about a trained assassin without most of the brainwashing? She's a bit of an unusual one, because she actually punches and breaks people's faces at a knee instead of, you know, quietly garroting them in an alley without breaking a sweat. Nah, Mila's likes the fight and the struggle of their brains. Once, in Luxembourg, she interrupting the classy affair dinner of a target, a high-profile CEO, who had his aunt creeping up his dates like, oh, what a pig. He told his wife and his company was on a business trip. And she's all, excuse me, mister, you dropped this. And just fucks the guy to death. People around start to rise up and scream. They give the growing puddle a wide berth while running for the exit. Myla turns around from a bloodbath to apologize to the poor girl. She expects the poor, delicate thing to be traumatized. Oh well. But nope. Sarah is frozen mid-movement, mouth dropped open, and eyes shining bright with interest, pupils blown. And a hand still poised over the CEO's drink. One last drop of queer liquid, poison, falling into his wine glass. Myla smiles. It's a little too wolfish to pass as normal. She pushes hair out of her face, leaves more blood in it than less. Reasons number two, she keeps it dyed red. Sorry, it looks like I've interrupted your plans. Sarah puts over the vial, pouts. You could have done that before I wasted pretty good poison. Myla winks. Better luck next time. Do you need to take anything from him? Or... she waves at a cadaver. Sarah sighs, giving Myla a dark look, but gets all the way up. She has very long legs and a very short skirt, and Myla is interested and steps over the dead body. Literally steps on him with her glittering high heels, because it's the only way to avoid stepping in the splashed blood and gore. And she pats the guy down. She picks his hotel key card and copies his fingerprint on a small not makeup case gadget. Myla is very interested. We can go now. Sarah is already at the door leading to the kitchen, backlit with bright neon lights, dress and shoes and teeth sparkling. This was also Myla's exit plan, and she is screwed, and hopefully we'll get more screwed by this gorgeous person soon. Coming, Myla says, delighted. And together they run from the police and end up in a hotel room and fuck all night and never exchange names, countries, or phone numbers. They'll do that the next time they run into each other while committing the same murder. Opalsong. This is so good for me! Is the creepy brother in this anywhere? A cleaner maybe? Like cleans up body, etc. Or just, I don't even know. Also Georgie. tell me that Creeper is somewhere being broken-hearted and super shitty person. Anyway, I love Michele as a cleaner, where he makes people disappear. He started at 14, when he made Sarah's first boyfriend change school just by staring at him through, lunchtime. And also he put a dead rat in his locker with a "Go away or else!" love note. Emil is like his boyfriend on the side, but they don't really have a thing. Ah, I don't even fucking know. I want them to be friends, but like, Emil is precious, and Michele is fucking creepy. But maybe they can have that Otabet kinda thing going on too, where one of them is a good guy and the other is a not good guy, and they somewhere meet in the middle. We'll find out. Georgie is absolutely a phantom of the opera bro, who kidnaps people he's infatuated with and dramas them to death and beyond. Experts on his trail think that he's a serial killer who remains Fox's victim for weeks on end, but really he's way less organized than that. He chooses them all based on a random detail he links to his first and sole girlfriend, who, by the way, is the only victim of his that ever escaped alive, so far. He also tends to dress the body up, dramatic makeup and Victorian clothes and all, before he dumps them in various bodies of water and ice. He wears fedoras whenever he's out in public, because of course he does. Now, Chapter 3, Otabek. Otabek's parents are possibly corrupt, foreign dignitaries. As they're rich, they live in upskirt uptown town. What the fuck is this sentence? They live in upscale uptown. They live in an upscale town. Like, I don't even know. They're just fucking rich, man. And a block down is Victor and Uriel's families. They see each other in passing when their strollers go by, then as toddlers when they are in a nursery hidden room while their parents are shaking hands and passing money around in galas and big events. At one such event, the kids are in tiny, adorable suits that's way too serious for the chubby roddy cheeks and kicking stones around the courtyard. Otabek is watching the pond and wondering if these are eating fish or pretty only fish. Then he's called out by mean kids who speak English too and say mean words and stuff like, "My dad says your dad is an own cat for the mafia and always showing belly." And Otabek clenches his tiny pudgy fists and doesn't cry, but really, really wants to. And then, BAM! There's a tiny flurry of gold and white and grunt! Short arms, wind whales, and splash! Water everywhere! Oh no, the fish! And wahahine! And there's adults poking their heads out and running over because the mean kids have been pushed into the pond by a tiny, furious, snarling blonde child, patchy red-faced with anger. His knuckles are bleeding, his hair is in a disarray as a messy halo around his head in the midday sun. "I like cats! I like cats!" The small, furious angel screeches in English, wrapped in a thick accent. Then an adult with a deep voice and a full mustache bellows, "Yorocha!" And a small child goes, and grabs Otabek's tiny fist in his own and runs away with him to hide in the bushes on the other side of the courtyard. Since the small child's suit is bright white, Otabek doesn't think they are hiding very good, but they don't really have to. Adults have stupid shoes and can almost never be bothered to walk on grass anyway. "Is your hand okay?" Otabek asks, because he's the oldest here and should take care of the small child. He's older by like a really stupid number of months, which can be years, I'm good with that. But like, this is very important to kids, okay? So he's very old. Like, I don't know, 7 and the other is 5. And tiny Yuri huffs and just licks his bleeding knuckles like a tiny psychopath cutie pie. He really is a cat, thinks Otabek, and he's stupidly charmed, which, as a child, means he pushes Yuri's head away and licks the last of the blood off Yuri's knuckles himself, then wipes his tongue on the roof of his mouth and grimaces because it tastes like metal and yuck. But don't worry, he will learn to like that. And announces, "Now we're brothers," the way his teen characters do on TV. And this is why TV will rot your brain. Says the one who writes fucking math at AUs. What the hell is wrong with me? And Yuri just stares and stares. And Otabek starts to sweat. What did he do wrong now? But then Yuri just beams. And it's sunshine and flower and kittens. And he says, "Okay, wanna play?" And of course, the game is like ripping wings off butterflies, which is a little weird, but sure. But then Otabek decides he could give the butterfly's body to the fish in the pond to eat. And it turns into a colorful frenzy, and they both go, "Whoa!" And that is how tiny Otabek and even tinier Yuri, in dirty suits, hide the bodies of their first shared victims, and find out they really, really like to murder together. Yes.